This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. France said on Thursday it was mobilizing reservists and improving sea rescue operations as London and Paris traded blame over the deaths of 27 migrants trying to reach Britain in a small inflatable boat. Officials say the migrants drowned when it deflated in the channel on Wednesday, one of many such risky journeys attempted each year in rickety, overloaded boats as people flee poverty from places like Afghanistan, Iraq, and beyond. The deaths have created more animosity between countries already at odds over Brexit, with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson saying France was at fault, and France's interior minister accusing Britain of, quote, bad immigration management. French President Emmanuel Macron defended Paris's actions, but said France was merely a transit country for most migrants on its soil, and that increased European cooperation was needed to tackle immigration. The European Union's drug regulator approved the use of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for children between the ages of 5 and 11 on Thursday, paving the way for them to be given a first shot as the EU struggles with a surge in cases. The approval comes as Europe is again the epicenter of the pandemic again, accounting for about half of cases and deaths. The EU joins a growing number of countries, including the United States, Canada, China, and Saudi Arabia, as well as Israel, which have cleared vaccines for children in the 5 to 11 year age group and younger. But the World Health Organization said on Wednesday that as children and adolescents are at a lower risk of severe COVID-19, countries should prioritize adults and sharing doses with other poorer countries. This is VOA News. The head of Africa's disease control body said on Thursday many African nations are struggling with the logistics of accelerating their COVID-19 inoculation campaigns as deliveries of vaccines to the continent finally pick up. Only 6.6% of Africa's population of 1.2 billion is fully vaccinated, according to the head of Africa's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He says that means Africa is far from reaching the African Union's aim of fully vaccinating 70% of people by the end of 2022. Quote, what we are seeing now is a lot more vaccines coming in, and the uptake is challenged because of the logistics and delivery, he said. Quote, it's not necessarily about hesitancy. It's about moving vaccines from the airport to the arms of people. It's about logistics. Africa's slow absorption of the vaccines is also affecting the health sector, where only one in four workers has been fully vaccinated, according to the World Health Organization's Africa office. At least 35 people have been killed in days of fighting between herders in Sudan's western Darfur region, with more than 1,000 homes set on fire, officials said Thursday. The violence broke out on November 17th between armed Arab herders in the mountains close to the border with Chad, according to Sudan's humanitarian aid commissioner in West Darfur State. Darfur was ravaged by civil war, which erupted in 2003 that pitted ethnic minority rebels complaining of discrimination against the Arab-dominated government of Omar al-Bashir. More than 300,000 people died and 2.5 million displaced, according to the United Nations. Bashir, who was wanted by the International Criminal Court to face charges of genocide in Darfur, was ousted and jailed in April 2019 following mass protests against his three-decade rule. And air quality levels in the Indian capital of New Delhi deteriorated on Thursday after they had marginally improved earlier in the week. The air quality index on Thursday touched 393 on a scale of 500, indicating risks of respiratory illness from prolonged exposure. Delhi's foul air is putting more children in the hospital with breathing problems, raising concerns among parents. One local resident said he was close to banning his children from leaving their residence due to the pollution. Lower temperatures as winter approaches and a drop-off in wind speed have led to thick smog, which in turn traps pollutants from vehicles, industries, and the burning of biomass. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.